Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for listening and for being here. It has been a minute since I've seen you.
I know. Yeah. I walked in and I was like, my love, I have not seen you in so long.
I know. It does. It feels like it's been a long time.
I know. When did we record last week? Friday?
No, we recorded really early.
Oh, that's
so it's been
right.
Like a week and a half.
Yeah, I missed you.
I know, I missed you too. Today is a special day. Do you know why?
Why?
It's our 20th episode.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Not me not tracking that.
Yeah.
Go us.
I know. We've been consistent for 20 episodes.
That's actually really impressive.
Honestly, for us.
Not us, like tooting our own horns, but it really is. I just remember like when we went to Vegas for the UFC fights and like driving home. So we went with our husbands and driving home. Vince was like, I think you guys need to set like a number in your mind of like podcast like episodes. And like if you're not happy with like where you're at that time, like then you can like call it quits or something. Cause Vince is all about like setting goals and reaching them and like not giving up before. But also he was like, had no faith in us.
No faith. I mean,
sorry, it's true though. He had no faith in us. He's like, what are you guys going to talk about for an hour? Like, can you even talk about anything for an hour? And we're like, just wait. Cause yeah, women can talk for, it's usually us trying to condense and trying to like not go over an hour and a half or whatever.
No, he was such a hater. He would be like, literally, what are you guys going to talk about? He's like, no one's going to listen to that.
Yeah.
No one's
Yeah, friggin' Vince. But then he said that like 25 would be like our number that we had to like get to, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're only 5 episodes away from that. And, like,
I forgot about that.
I haven't lost any interest or any, you know, like I'm still so excited about it. So
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, that's so funny. I forgot about the
25 rule. Episodes.
Yeah, yeah. We're 20 in now. So anyway, it's pretty exciting. Also, I think today is the first day we've ever recorded an episode during the day.
Yeah, I can see the sun shining.
Yeah, the sun is shining. I have a little more energy.
Yep.
Yeah, so have makeup on for the first time ever recording an episode.
Wait, do I? Oh yeah, I went to the gym.
Yeah.
So love, I have mascara on.
Yeah, it's you look great. You're in a dress.
I'm in a dress. So regardless of whether I had makeup on,
yeah,
that's a step up from the norm.
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, so do you.
Yeah, well, today we're going to do just a little ode to Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because when this comes out, Father's Day will have been the day before. So anyway, we're going to, you know, appreciate our baby daddies a little bit in today's episode. But first, I feel like we have a lot to cover.
Yes.
What have you been up to this last week and a half in the time I have not seen you?
Yeah, I have been up to a lot, I feel like. It has been very busy. Vince's brother came into town last week, and he is the best uncle. Like, seriously, I'll be like sitting at my in-laws' house. He will entertain my children for 3 hours. He will just run around with them, play with them. They love him.
An angel.
Yes, a true angel. Mm-hmm. Kale loves him, and Kale does not like anyone, especially men.
Oh, really?
And he loves him. Yeah, not as much as like Vivi. Him and Vivi have always been like, you know, attached. Like, they, Vivi's always loved Ian so much. But like, Kale takes a long time to warm up to people. And Ian's in medical school. So Kale hasn't seen him like the majority of his life. But like, he warmed up to him so fast.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Ian was around a lot when Vivi was younger. But yeah, he hasn't really been around for Kale's life.
Nope. And so it's been so fun.
Yeah. That is fun. I forgot he's in town. We still need to like plan a barbecue.
I know. Yes. Yeah. Because for those that don't know, Ian also did the ROTC, and then just being like Vince's younger brother, he like obviously knows David and their friends too. So yeah, that would be really, really fun. I'm sure Ian would be down, and
yeah,
he's been at his parents a lot. So I'm sure he would appreciate like an outing. And
oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him out of the house. Tell him to come here.
Yeah, get him out of the house. So that's been so fun. And then one of my military wife friends came in town. So she's been in town for a few days and stayed with us. And that's been really fun. Mm-hmm. It's just like nice to have someone around that just like gets it, you know?
Yeah.
And her daughter's the same age as Vivi. And so, yeah, that was really, really fun. And went up to like a cabin for a day and a half. And the kids just ran around and Yeah, it was amazing. So yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, before you do your weekly update, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And it's actually from my sister.
Oh,
and I was like, I'll make Chelsea talk about it on the pod so that everyone can know. It's very simple, so it's okay. My sister wants to know, what was in your salad that you posted that has 40 grams of protein?
Oh, that's so funny. I actually had like four people message me.
Really?
Yeah. So it has turkey.
Okay. Like just like cut up?
Yeah. Just like
deli turkey?
Yes. Deli turkey from Costco.
Okay. Yeah.
And
which one? Like the herb seasoned one or like the roasted one?
I think it's roasted, but I'll have to look. Okay. But it literally had like 6.5 ounces. So it's like a good amount of deli meat turkey. But yeah, so it has turkey, cheese. I put, let's see, I put carrots, onions, sweet peppers. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember what
is
else.
Is the base lettuce?
Yeah.
Do you like chop it up fine? Yeah. Okay, I could tell it was like more chopped up, which I always love.
I like a real chopped salad. Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah.
What do you do for dressing?
I used the Skinny Girl Ranch.
Oh, yes. You posted that.
Yeah.
Like the next slide.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so I feel like, I don't know. I mean, probably like the cheese has like a little bit of protein or whatever, but I feel like, and you know.
The dressing probably does have a tiny bit too.
Yeah, probably a little bit. But yeah, a lot of turkey.
But mostly turkey. Well, turkey's a good one too because I feel like it's not as dry as like chicken can be. So I feel like it's easier to eat in the salad rather than, because sometimes chicken's just like kind of dry. And
I know. And I feel like some people think it's really weird to put deli meat in a salad. And I kind of did too. But I worked at a fast food restaurant when I was in high school and they did like deli meat salads.
Yeah.
And so I kind of thought that was weird when like I first started working there, but then I ate them a lot.
That's usually like what's in, I don't know if it's like a cob. What is that? Like there's a salad that usually has, oh, it's like a chef's salad. Okay. So it's like turkey and ham usually. And it's like kind of more like usually like more cubed, but yeah, that sounds delicious.
So yeah.
Just had to ask you that from Lexi.
Yeah, no, there you go, Lexi.
Yeah, perfect summer salad. It looked really good.
It is good, yeah.
But yeah, what's your weekly update?
Last weekend, David and I went to Arizona.
Yeah.
We just went on like a little, it was our anniversary, first of all, so we went on like a little anniversary trip. But it was so fun. It was so good. It was like, let's see, I've been away from my kids for the Taylor Swift concert. Mm-hmm. That was one night.
Literally one night. They probably like didn't even really recognize that you were gone. That was so fast. That was such a fast trip.
It was like 36 hours round trip.
Yeah.
And then last year, David and I also took like an anniversary trip and his parents live in Lava Hot Springs. So we just like traded them houses.
Oh yeah.
They came and watched my kids and we went and stayed at their house. But anyway, so I think I've literally only been away from my kids like four nights of their life. Yeah. But yeah, so we just did like a little 3-night vacay to Arizona. We stayed with David's grandma and he has like a lot of family down there and a lot of cousins that are our age. And they all used to go to college around here.
Oh, okay.
And then they kind of like moved back home. So anyway, it's kind of nice to go there because it's like we have friends.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah. So it was really, really fun. And we just swam and hung out. We went to like a anniversary dinner. We went to this place called The Keg Steakhouse and it was so good.
Really?
Like way better than Ruth's Chris, but not as expensive.
Oh. What area of Arizona were you in?
Like Mesa, Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yummy. I've heard Arizona has really good food.
Yeah, it was so good. So
yeah, I've only been to Tucson once when I was like a teenager because my brother was competing in a BMX race out there. All my family was like really into like bicycle racing and motocross and stuff growing up. So we did that. And then once for, I think it was one or two nights. I think it was two nights for my friend Amanda's wedding. Mm-hmm. And that's the only times I've ever been.
Yeah.
And for her wedding, we were doing like mostly just like eating in and like then the wedding. So I haven't like experienced a lot of Arizona, but.
Yeah, it is very fun. I really haven't experienced a lot of Arizona either. We did drive like, I don't know, 30 minutes away to, it's called the Scottsdale Fashion Square, I think.
Okay.
But it is this mall. And I was looking for like a really good mall to go to. Yeah. And so I asked David's cousin's wife, her name's Keisha, because I knew she would know what was good.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, tell me where the good mall is because no one else here knows. She was like, oh yeah, you need to go to the Scottsdale Fashion Square. And she's like, it's like an experience to go there. And so I was like, okay, great. That's what I'm looking love. For. Yeah. So we go there. It's just like if someone came here and they asked you for the good mall and you would tell them City Creek. You know what I mean? But so anyway, we went and it was like a 4-story mall, like all open. So you can see like the floors.
Oh my gosh.
And they had they had every like designer store you could think of, which just reminded me that Utah only has, what is it? 1 designer store.
Yeah.
Like Louboutin is only.
They have Louboutin.
That's it. Yeah. Right? That's our only designer store.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
What about in Park City?
I don't know.
Interesting. But it's like you don't see those just like at our malls. Like even our nicest malls, at least not anywhere that's not Park City.
They had everything. They had
crazy
Gucci and Balmain and, you know.
Is it Scottsdale Fashion Square?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so that was fun to go to. And anyway, yeah, it was super fun. It was so hot. So hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a heat wave here like the last week or so. And so I'm sure it was boiling there.
It was awful. Like the first day we got there, I was like, oh, I'm regretting not bringing my kids. Like I'm kind of sad, you know? Anyway, having mom guilt. But
which I do literally not
really. Like 3 hours after being there, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm like, actually, it's a little too hot for my kids because didn't even swim during the day. We would go back at like, so David's aunt has a pool. So we'd go swim at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
You know? And I was like, okay, maybe we come back in like September, October when like it's a little cooler and then my kids will enjoy it more.
Yeah. October would be like perfect.
Yeah. So that got me past my mom guilt a little bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, they wouldn't be having fun anyway. I know you're so funny. You are such a good mom. Literally the second I leave my kids, I'm like, bye. Unless I'm gone longer than like 4 days. I'm like, no, I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
Yeah. No, I had to remind myself that if my kids were there, it literally would not be a fun time.
Yeah. It would not be a vacation.
No.
It'd kind of be like, not like a waste of a trip because you still saw family and stuff, but just like, definitely not as... Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? This is like the only time David and I are going to get together this year.
Yep.
So anyway.
And you need that. Every couple needs that. Like if it's within, like if you have the means for it, it's just so nice to get away. Like date nights are great, but it's so nice to get away from like everyone's normal responsibilities for a few days.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You just are like, oh yeah, I like really like you. Mm-hmm. Like I know I love you all the time, but like sometimes they get on your nerves. Mm-hmm, yeah. So it's just nice to like go and enjoy.
Yeah, you forget you're away. Like your spouse, truly.
Yep, truly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's really like the only life update I have. I don't know. We're like getting a fence in our backyard. We just poured concrete. So yeah, so it's kind of nice to be like doing a little bit to our backyard. But
is it concrete for the patio or is it?
Yeah, you can see it.
Oh. Hold on one sec, guys.
Literally. Yeah, there on this view, you can see it.
Oh my gosh, your backyard looks way bigger.
I know.
It looks so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yay. I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, just got poured yesterday. So
you guys have been in here how long? Like a year and a half?
2.5 years, yeah.
2.5 years? Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time to like not have a fence.
I know.
But now it like makes perfect sense now because your girls are older and they'll play out there more. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you're doing it at like the perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were not going to do it, but our neighbors to, I don't know, whatever side they are to us.
Depending on where
you're facing. Yeah. They just went in and got their fence. So we went in half with them and the other neighbors to the other side of us, they already had their fence. And so we were like, you know what? Let's just do the back, do the gates and finish it up.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yay. So. I'm happy for you guys. That's awesome.
We are very excited. And then I can send my children outside and not worry about Ivy wandering.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good week for you guys. That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we need to get into pop culture because we are going from last week where I felt like I was scraping the bottom of the bowl like think of anything to talk about for pop culture. And now all of a sudden,
I know
there is so much to say.
Yes, this is going to be a very heavy pop culture episode.
Yeah, if you don't like the pop culture, this one's not for you.
Yeah, and that's okay because we're going to get into it though.
Yeah.
We are going to get into it. I have like, I don't know, I have a few things, maybe like kind of more maybe random type things. But I wanted to like ask you what you thought of this or if you saw this, and it's about Selena Gomez.
Okay, no, I was just going to say that because you told me that you wanted to talk about it. And I was like, I don't know anything about that. So fill me in.
Okay, well, it's not something like super big, but I just wanted to like shed light on this because I thought it was really interesting coming from a person in her position in life and also a woman. And so I wanted to get your take on this. So my favorite like pop culture page to follow, and they're also a podcast, is called Chicks in the Office. And they're like a really reliable source. But anyway, they like posted this photo of Selena and a quote. And she said, "It's a cliche, but girls are mean. It's a very weird competition being in the cool girls area. I don't know where I'm meant to belong. I love having level-headed people around that couldn't give two Fs about what I do." Selena Gomez. Okay. When are we going to grow up and get past this idea that girls are mean? I just feel like that is a very bold statement to make from someone who is a female celebrity. Mm-hmm. Girls are mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it bothered me so much. Yeah, girls can be mean. I think we all wish there were some women in our lives that would grow out of this kind of like catty meanness. Like, I think everyone has that. But also men can be mean. Like, I just don't like that it's attached to this like idea that like, yeah, girls are just kind of mean. And that's just how all girls are.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I wonder what like context that was under. Like,
I know. I don't remember exactly what they said that she was like, why she was saying that. But it was, I think, someone that asked her something like in an interview. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, I don't like that. I don't like it.
But anyway, I know. Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know. You know what? People like love Selena Gomez. But I don't know what I think of her really. Like what my true opinion is on Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know enough about her. I will say.
She likes the drama. That is for sure.
For sure.
She loves to be in any of the, any of the drama that's going on. The gossip.
Yeah. I, at the beginning of the year, always again in our predictions video or episode, I had said that I thought her and Benny Blanco would break up.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I thought so too.
Sorry, I'm going off track here.
You're good.
But, and I didn't know anything about Benny Blanco when we were saying this, but I don't know if you have seen Benny Blanco's TikTok.
No, actually I've seen like a couple videos. Yeah.
I am obsessed.
Yeah. I know, he's so funny. You get kind of, I honestly like don't think he's attractive at all, but you get the kind of charm and like the goofiness.
Yes.
And someone with her, one thing I will say about Selena is with all of her like health issues and all of these things that she's like experienced, I feel like it's probably changed her perspective and outlook on life and like what she looks for in a romantic partner and like what's important to her. And they do just look like honestly really happy together and like they complement each other well.
I know. I agree.
By the way, she said that in an interview with Time about, and she was talking about Rare Beauty and just like her life.
Interesting. Yeah. I will have to go read the interview.
Yeah. Very interesting.
But yeah, I agree. I think like people in general can be mean.
Yeah.
But that's just like, it's like sounding like not a girl's girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just sounding, yeah.
Just to like trash women all together.
Yeah. Just kind of like lumping them all together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, also like she's friends with so many girls. So it's just so really weird. It's just a strange thing to say. Anyway, that's all I had on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Oh, and then the next thing I had. Sorry. I'm just going to say this one too. I am obsessed, first of all, with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm obsessed with her. I literally want to sell my Billie Eilish tickets and go see Sabrina wherever she is. I am like,
do it.
Like, I want to sell my Billie Eilish ticket. I'm gonna see if my sister has like a friend to like buy it off of me, because I'm like, I don't even want to go see her anymore. And not just because of like the whole stuff with Taylor, but honestly, the more I listen to her album, I'm just like, it's just like not my fave. And then just like, yeah, honestly, her attitude with like life lately, I've been like, I don't really like you. I don't really want to see you. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. But anyway, back to Sabrina Carpenter. She just performed at the Governor's Ball, I think is what it's called, in New York. And there's like so many different celebrities who performed. But first of all, I don't know if you saw the outfit she performed in, but it was this like little yellow.
With the
like,
heart.
Yes.
Carved out in the chest.
So
yeah.
So freaking cute. But did you watch her Please, Please, Please music video?
On repeat.
It's so good.
Of course.
It's so good. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with that song.
Okay. I have to just say though, it is the biggest flex to write a song about your boyfriend not embarrassing you.
Yes.
And then have your real life boyfriend be the actor.
In the video.
Star, in the music video.
Literally about him. If you haven't heard the song, she's basically like, you can break my heart, but do not embarrass me. Mm-hmm. Do not like drag me through the mud. Like, you know what I mean? Like my ego is important to me. Like I loved it. I think I love the song. I love the music video. I actually have never thought he was very attractive either, but I love them together. The music video made him more attractive.
Did you watch that TikTok I sent you today?
No, I haven't.
Oh my.
What was it on?
Gosh. Okay. So it was about, what's his name? Barry what? Keegan?
Kyogen? Hey,
Barry.
I don't know how to spell that.
So this girl was
I'm seeing him. Okay. Oh, wait, he was little.
Well, she was like talking about how she was like, about like the Animorph books and you know on on the cover of the Animorph books how it's like a person like morphing into a certain animal.
Okay.
And she
yes.
was like, I could not tell which animal she's like he looked like, and she's like, it was bothering me so bad. And she's like, but he's like somewhere in between like the animal
two
and the
animals?
Person.
Okay.
And she was like, and I just figured it out today, and she's like, and it's a bull terrier. And I had to send it to you because Haley has a bull terrier.
The little eyes, the eyes, and like the but his nose is like really prominent. Yes. Okay, that is hilarious. That is so funny. No, he totally is. He totally is a little bull terrier, isn't
so
he?
So funny. But yeah, I'm also obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter. If you want to go to her concert, I will.
Yeah.
I will invite myself.
Getting tickets. Yeah, because I love Espresso. The first time I heard Espresso, I was kind of like, oh, like it's catchy, but I wasn't like quite sure. Mm-hmm. And then like the more I listened to it and like the music video is so cute.
Well, and also I love how basically Please, 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 like the beginning of it is like the end of Espresso.
Yes.
And they like go in together.
Yes.
Yeah, so
we love
it's
to
kind
see
of fun.
Just like kind of little genius moment. Yeah. Artistic moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love her. I think she's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love too.
Was she a Disney girl?
Yeah, she was on Girl Meets World.
That's
she was
what
like
it was. Okay.
Yeah, the
yes.
main girl
I was
in
like,
Girl Meets World.
She was a Disney girl, but it was like a little past my Disney time.
Yeah. Kay. I'm trying to think like when that would have been, because I feel like it's recent, but it can't be that recent.
But not like so recent. I feel like I was maybe like in high school or maybe like entering adulthood.
Yeah.
So maybe like 10 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I have more things, but I'm sure you have like similar things. So yeah. What do you have?
Okay. Well, something you probably don't have on your list, but I have on my list literally every week, and you're probably sick of talking about her, but I cannot stop about talking about Gypsy Rose.
Oh my gosh.
There's just something new every week.
Oh, I know.
She's just giving all the, all the content.
Oh yeah.
Well, okay. First of all, I watched the first two episodes of her new documentary.
Okay.
What is that, like Life After Prison or whatever it's called?
What is it on?
Called?
What streaming service?
I don't even know. Okay. Yeah, I watched it with my friends in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure. But yeah, I watched the first two episodes. And let me just say that I can like completely understand why she would divorce Ryan. He is so creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this all along, but anyone who would seek out companionship with someone who is in prison and under the same circumstances is just screaming for attention, fame. She was famous this whole time, and then knowing that she's getting, and she's been famous and making money while in prison. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like he was like, I don't know if like exploiting her is like the right word, but I definitely think he was using her for fame, stardom. I don't know about like money, but
probably.
Yeah. I'm sure she makes more money than he does because he's a teacher, right?
Oh yeah. And she's
so,
like a millionaire because of all the documentaries and the books
exactly
she wrote, and
and so I'm like, oh, he's just icky.
Yeah, there was a part in it that there was a few parts I really didn't like, but there was a part where, because the first episode is like him getting her like picking her up from prison, and then they go and they're like in the hotel room. Okay. And anyway, and so it's just like their first like 24 hours together. And so they like get to the hotel room and they're kind of like making jokes like, oh, like this is so weird or whatever. And she is like joking like, oh, what if I snore? And he's like, oh, then we'll get you a, what's it called?
CPAP.
Yeah. Like a sleep apnea mask or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like not funny because she had to wear one her whole life. Like her mom her wear one. And he's like laughing like, oh, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm so funny. But it's not funny. You know what I mean? It's like you're already cracking jokes about her past and her mom.
Yeah.
Like it's not funny. Like, and you can tell traumatic. She does not think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And there. Yeah. And there was just like other weird things. Like he'd be like, oh, I've never touched this part of your arm before. And like just weird creepy things, and you can tell that she like totally just wants to be, and he's like trying to be all over her, and she's like, I literally just got out of prison,
where she's with someone at all times,
and she no just privacy. Like, yeah, you can tell she's like, I just want to be, and he is just like, I don't know. And he's giving very much like belittling, like acting like he's daddy, like acting like she doesn't know anything. It's really annoying to watch. Ew. But I can totally see why immediately she would be like turned off from him and just be like, okay, this was not it for me.
Yeah, I truly think he's like next level narcissism. Yeah. I am like scared of him. He's scary. He's scarier than her.
Yeah. But so there was that. But then also she just made that TikTok video that I sent to you.
Oh my gosh. I die.
Where she was saying, I don't even want to try to do it because I can't do her voice. But just basically she was like coming back at another like TikTok creator. And she was just saying that like she was not threatened by her.
Yeah.
And that like she was just jealous that she had a man. She used the term like she had a Chad.
Yeah.
And this other girl did not. And she was saying that she was like so panini pressed.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was just like,
so panini pressed.
And I'm like, wow, I will be using that.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That was so funny. I'm like, reading the comment section on that video was hilarious. I also just die that she like had this whole transformation and like went so blonde. And that's like so expensive. I'm sure she probably got it for free. But like so expensive, so much like time. And then she just like goes and like box dyes it back to brown.
She, I was
like,
said, oh my gosh,
are we impulsive? I think we're impulsive.
She is. But she said in an interview, she was like, yeah, it was like a lot of upkeep to be blonde. And she's like, so I just kind of went back to my normal hair color. And I was like, honestly, girl, I feel like
we get you.
Yeah. Like us blondies, we get it.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, she's just hilarious. I'm like, do so I need to funny. Start calling David a Chad? Like, is that
so funny? Who would have known that was funny. Like a compliment?
Oh, but anyway, she's just killing me. But that girl that she was like, I don't know, sending that video
clapping to. Clapping back to.
Yeah, clapping back at. That girl does have like, I can't remember how many, but like 140 videos about Gypsy Rose. Like she's just like obsessed with her.
Oh, okay. So
it is like a whole thing. But
okay. So it was kind of like rightfully so that she was.
Yeah.
Like, let me say a little something.
It's just funny because Gypsy Rose is just like, she is just messy.
I know she is.
Just
she
like is. Openly messy.
And I know. And it's honestly, it's endearing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just like so funny to watch.
Yeah. So I don't know. I love her. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I think it's so
you
funny.
Have no idea, Haley, how many people tell me, oh, I think it's so funny. Haley's so scared of Gypsy Rose. I'm like, yeah, she's terrified. Like, but honestly, no,
she's scared.
Yeah, she is pretty scary.
Yeah, but we still love and we love the content she's giving us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great.
Something else you might not have on your list,
okay,
but I definitely have on mine because I have to sneak Taylor Swift into every episode. I just wanted to comment on her 100th show just a little bit.
Yeah.
And just, I don't want to say let down, but kind of a surprise that there was like no big announcement. The only big announcement was that she like openly said for the first time that like the tour will be coming to an end.
Uh-huh.
And she specifically said December.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying, and this is me like always clowning.
Okay.
But people are saying she did not say December of this year.
I mean, that is true. Yeah. I literally read a comment that was like, December what, Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. December what, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah. So she just had her 100th show, last night.
Wow.
In Liverpool. But
what like an amazing accomplishment.
I know. But yeah, so she still has 7 months to go.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Apparently.
Yeah, that is like, so I'm like, I hope that she will be done in December just so that she can like focus on other things for a little while and have some like letdown time, because I'm like, that has got to be exhausting.
Exhausting. She deserves to marry Travi and I know. Have a baby.
I know. They're very cute together. He's like not my cup of tea in the man, but I think that they pull out, obviously I don't know like the ins and outs of their relationship, but from an outsider's perspective, I feel like they just pull out like really good parts of each other. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I like always have been like, I don't think they're end game, but I just like want so badly for it to be end game for her.
Me
so
too.
She can just like, I don't know.
Yeah. On, but yeah. But yeah, no, I, while I would love her to have more tour dates in the US,
I know.
And I would be buying tickets real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, we'll be happy for her to end the Eras tour, because seriously, it's so crazy that if it ends in December, it will have gone on for almost 2 years.
That's insane.
Crazy.
That is insane. And it's such a long show. And then she's like redone it because of the new album. And it's just like, it's got to be a lot of stress. I don't know how she's not sick all the time. I literally travel to one place and I'm always sick after.
Me too. It's so just crazy. Like, this is like going off a little bit, but it's crazy to think how much the Eras Tour has changed like from when we went, because we saw the fourth show ever.
Yes.
And like to now, and even what it will be in December, like it's just changed so much. It's just crazy.
It is. Yeah. And that's why if we saw it, it would be like a different show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, backpacking off that, do we talk about Maddie Healy getting engaged?
Oh my gosh. Maddie Healy, the non-committal douchebag, getting engaged to someone that literally looks like she's possessed.
It's I'm giving suspicion.
You know who I'm scared of? I'm scared of her. She is scary. I think she's actually beautiful. Like if you look at her face and her features, she is beautiful. But why in every photo does she look like she's possessed or drunk or high or something?
Well, she probably is.
She's scary, but I think it's just her style.
Yeah.
Like it's very much her style, but it's like creepy to me.
I know. I don't know too much about her. I will say I love her name. What is it?
Gabriette.
I love that name.
Gabriette. I think it's Bechel.
Yeah, something.
Something like that. Gabrielle is a really cool name.
That's a beautiful name. And she is also beautiful. I texted her yesterday and was like, she looks like the girl Ursula turns into on the Little
literally.
Mermaid.
What's her name? Vanessa. No, not Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa, yeah, right?
Vanessa. Yeah. Vanessa
from The Little Mermaid.
But yeah, if you don't know anything about her, I guess she was like a vocalist in a band.
Yeah.
Nasty Cherry. And then she's a model.
Nasty Cherry.
And then she's a model. And yeah, I mean, even on the runway, she just always has this like look about her. She can do her eyes in a very creepy way. But I think she does it on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just her like vibe, but she kind of scares me. I feel like they fit well together, like looks wise. I feel like I could see like why he's like attracted to her and like how they could. I watched this video of her like giving a speech and like the way he was looking at her. I'm like, yeah, he's very into her. Mm-hmm. But I just think the timing of it all, him getting engaged after he's literally been seeing this person, at least to the public knowledge, for like, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months, something like that, for him to get engaged to her, like, is crazy to me. Like, right after Taylor's getting all the success and right after she writes this album basically about him, I'm like, suspicious.
Very suspicious, Maddie.
Yeah, he's such a slime ball.
Yeah, he is a slime ball, but who knew? The greatest muse of all time. Not just for Taylor, but for Halsey. And
I know.
Yeah.
My question is Taylor triggered?
Oh, I'm sure.
Is she sad?
I'm sure she's triggered. Taylor is, I love Taylor so much. Yeah. She is a petty queen.
Oh, yeah.
And you know she's triggered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hard because it's like, honestly, how could you not be? I think even like, I mean, obviously not now because I've been like married for so long, but it's like even when I was in a committed relationship, if I would like see an ex moved on, it just does invoke this kind of emotion in you of kind of like, like, I don't know what the emotion is quite exactly, because it's definitely not like jealousy, but it's just like this. Mm-hmm. I think what it does is it says, I think it just points out maybe like a insecurity of like, oh, like kind of like, why wasn't I like good enough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if you pin someone as non-committal and then they commit to someone else.
Yeah, but we'll see like, if it lasts. Ouch.
It is not going to last. I give it 2 years max.
We got to see how it plays out.
I give it 2 years max. Like, seriously, it's not going to
And work. I don't know anything about her, but just the way they look together, I'm like, is this a train wreck? Like, are they just like the messiest couple?
I bet they are that couple with like all this like passion. I bet they fight all the time. Oh, yeah. That's what they look like.
I know. It's giving like the Robbers music video.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Totally. Totally. Yeah. It's probably a train wreck, but I'll be here to watch it happen happily.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything else? I don't have any other aside from like, well, TV shows.
Okay, yeah, I just have TV shows too. Okay. So, okay, can we just do Love Island first?
Yeah, I have so many notes on Love Island, and I have I literally have one note about The Perfect Match. Oh, and it has so many more episodes coming out. And I'm like, it has so many episodes more out than Love Island, but I just don't have that much to say about it.
Well, not for long.
Yeah, not for long.
Okay, Love Island just started.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing
The newest U.S. season.
Yeah, season 6.
Yes, and it's on Peacock.
Yes. Here's the thing is I'm not a Love Island watcher.
Yes.
I did give last season a chance. I was bored.
Yes, last season sucked.
So I'm giving this one a chance. And I know people love Love Island.
Yeah.
And so I don't want people to like eat me alive. But I am bored. I am bored. No, I have only watched the first episode. Okay. And I cannot believe that it is an hour and a half long and they do an episode every day. And I'm just like, how am I ever going to be able to like get through it all? Yeah. How am I going to ever be able to do it?
Or to stay on top of it, I guess.
And I am bored. Yeah. And I mean, let's talk about it, but I can't tell you any of their names except girl that came in, Liv. That's the only girl.
I feel like because so like well-versed in Love Island, it's so easy for me to like pick out things and like,
okay,
kind of like, well, predict things.
Yeah.
You know,
and here's the thing is I don't know their like their formula yet. Yeah. Because I haven't ever watched like a whole season.
So basically this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
So they do the first like matchup. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then every week they bring in bombshells and that like shakes things up. There'll be dates throughout the week. There'll be the best like competitions, not even like competitions, but like they'll do like these versions of like truth or dare, and that always really shakes things up because people will like kiss someone not that they're like in a couple with, and for them that will change everything, and then they'll like literally switch couples, and it gets, the more you get into it, the more like intense it gets. Mm-hmm. And then like about midway through they do something called Casa Amor where the girls and the guys get split up and like they bring in all new people, and what's crazy about it is they have the option to bring someone back with them from Casa Amor into the new house. But if they do that, it puts their partner that they were currently with in at risk. Like they could either just straight up go home, or maybe if that person also coupled up, they'll stay in the house. But it is always shocking the people that end up like bringing people back and the people that end up sticking together. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because sometimes people will walk in thinking their other person like stayed true to them, and then they'll be sitting next to like their new couple. Aww. It's actually like really savage. But no, the more you watch it and the more you get invested, the better it gets.
Okay. Yeah. I need to write it out.
I feel like The Bachelor gets more boring as the season goes on, but Love Island gets better as the season goes on.
Okay. Well, I will try really hard to write it out.
What I'll do is I'll stay caught up on it because I always do. I literally will watch it every night and I'll just tell you which episodes to watch.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Skip this one or whatever.
I will say I thought it was freaking savage in the first episode how... What is her name? Is it Leah? Leah and Rob.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Leah and Rob were matched together. Yeah. And then Liv came in and she stole Rob from Leah. And then it was just like, oh, Leah, you're single. Like, Rob doesn't even have the option to deny.
Nope.
I just thought that was so savage.
Yep, and that's why it gets so messy, because people are typically like, they will not choose you unless they think there's like real potential. Mm-hmm. And typically, there's only real potential if the guy has given them a reason to like...
believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then she's kind of sitting there like, well, what did he say to you that would make you like, I don't know, want to choose him, you know?
I need to write it out. I need to see it through. I have heard people say that they think like Australia is better. Yes. Or
Australia and the UK are my favorites. Mm-hmm. US has like not caught up. Honestly, I just think people from the UK and Australia are funnier.
Okay.
I really do. I just think their banter is better and I just think they're funnier. Mm-hmm. But what did you think about Ariana as the host?
Oh, okay. I can't even believe I haven't commented on this yet.
Yeah.
Because this was my first initial thought was, okay, oh my gosh. I love Ariana, but why is she acting?
Oh my gosh. She's, okay, not only, I feel like she's acting and she's trying to like kind of like be cool with the girls. I've never heard a host say, oh, I'll have your back. That's not allowed. The host and like the producers aren't allowed to like get mixed in unless it's to like, you know, get like stir up more drama.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, like the girls have, you know, like the host has like the girls back. It's like, I thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
That they kept that in and didn't edit that out.
She is just, I don't want to say like, oh, I know her so well, but I have watched every season of Vanderpump Rules and she is not acting anything like she normally does. And I'm like, okay, she's an actress. I'm like, she's totally acting different.
Yes.
Also, absolutely hated, still cringing, dying at the stupid dance number at the beginning.
Oh my gosh, I know, it's so dumb. They don't ever do that. So I don't know why they did that.
It was like a musical performance.
Yes, it was so stupid.
It was so weird.
I will say though, I thought she looked stunning in that gold dress.
Stunning. And her hair, like the extensions. Uh-huh. Yeah, stunning.
So good. She looked like a mermaid.
She's beautiful, but she's just like annoying for me to listen to.
Yeah.
But I will say, because Sarah Hyland was the host last year, right? And I felt like the same way about her.
I thought Sarah Hyland was so annoying.
Yeah, I'm like.
And I like Sarah Hyland normally. I love Wells from The Bachelor too, who she's married to.
Wait. Backpacking off that. Are we done with Love Island?
Oh no, I have so many notes.
Okay, wait. I'm just going to take a little swerve then. We don't have to go deep into it.
Yeah.
But they announced the cast of Traitors, the new season.
Oh, yeah.
And Wells is a part of it.
Really? I love Wells.
Me too.
Okay, that's exciting. I need to watch it.
Here's some more big names in the cast of Traitors, just really quick.
Yeah.
Chrishell from Selling Sunset is going to be on it. Also, she's Tom Sandoval is going to be on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh, my gosh. It's going to be so funny to watch him implode.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Because he does not do well under pressure.
I bet he gets sent home really quickly.
Yeah.
Also, Gabby Windy.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of big names from like Housewives, too.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm blanking on. But anyway, it's going to be a good season. Oh,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I love Traitors.
Do you know when that comes out?
No, I don't think they've announced, but.
The release date?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched the first two seasons
yet. Well, you need to watch.
I need to watch. I know. I need to get Vince to like watch it with me.
Yeah, they're so good.
I think
so
like
good.
It too. Any like competition show. Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yay.
Back to Love Island. What are your notes?
Okay, these are my notes. Okay. First of all, Kaylor is 22 years old.
Really?
22 years old. I'm like, what is she doing here?
She's the blonde girl, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
She literally like said that her priority is going out with her friends and partying. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why is she here? Why is she here? She's beautiful.
I wish that could be my priority.
I know, right? Yeah. But I'm like, you are 22 years old. The fact that she was already crying about her match talking to another woman is a bad sign. It's going to be fun to watch, though. Mm-hmm. She's going to be crying the whole season long.
Yeah.
She just is. She just is. I actually think her and what's his face? It's not Rob.
I don't know. I don't know.
What's his name? Her and her match, that I can't remember his name is, are really cute together.
Yeah.
I actually think they match like really well.
And I think he is maybe the best looking guy there, in my opinion.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. And then him, of course, he's from the UK. So he has like an accent and he's just like fun. But yeah, I think Kaylor's really pretty. I think she's very like girl next door kind of vibes. I think she's really cute. But I just think she's way too immature and young. And I just like when people come in that have a little more maturity, because I felt like last season of Love Island, a lot of the girls kind of got catty with each other, and it's not typically like that. Usually the girls are like very bonded, and so it's better because they like put the boys down and they like, you know, it's like team girl. But like, I don't know. I don't like when they bring in like really immature girls, because I'm like, oh, I don't really want to watch the girl drama. Like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm just kind of over that. But I was dying because I thought Serena, so these were the couple in green, the black couple, she has like braids all over. And then they were both wearing green, like the lime green. So their names are Serena and Cordell. I thought they looked like siblings.
Oh,
I literally thought they looked like siblings, like even their smile and everything.
I can't picture them. I have to go back and watch.
Well, they're both like really funny. They have the same sense of humor. They're both from Houston, but she was saying that there's like no spark there.
Okay.
So I think it's like brother sister vibes, literally. And then Hannah, she's the one with like the really big fake tatas.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's with Kendall right now. She literally is like Jersey Shore vibes.
So that's all Jersey I could think Shore about. Vibes.
She's wearing like the animal print dress.
But Kendall is so cute.
Kendall's so cute.
I think if I were there, I would be like most
kind of drawn
to
him. Yeah, because he's also like funny.
Yeah,
and just has like a good like sense of humor.
Yeah.
But my like prediction is that Coy and Janae, So he's the really tall one that chose between the three girls, and she's the one he chose. They are going to be the train wreck of the season.
Really?
The train wreck of the season. I think he says that he's like, oh, I'm looking for something serious. I'm really committed. But he also has said multiple times she has to check all of my boxes, which when guys say that, that usually means that, oh, if she does one thing that like doesn't stay in line with my boxes, I'll be looking elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I just think he has a wandering eye. So, and then he just kept saying like, oh, in the humblest way possible, or like he kept like tooting his own horn kind of. And it was like, ugh, no, but I think they're too similar and too like full of themselves. They both have really big egos. So I'm like, yeah, that's not going to, it's not going to go over well, but I'm really excited. I actually think it's going to be a really good season.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So well, I hope you'll stay in it, but if not, I can always just do a little blurb about it every week, because I have so many people that are always like, you guys need to talk about Love Island.
No, people love Love Island.
Yeah.
So I will try really hard to stay caught up. Is every episode an hour and a half, or is that just like the first episode?
I don't remember them all, but I think they're all an hour.
Okay, I can do an hour.
Yeah.
An and then and I always a little long.
Skip. I always am like 10 second skip ahead, so when it just gets like too boring, I skip ahead a lot, because sometimes it does get boring. Oh, but you know what else you will love?
What?
Typically, I really love like the UK for this, but I always get really good like fashion like ideas and inspo from the girls.
Okay, love.
Yeah, so that's always really fun too to see, because they always do like themed like parties, and like every night they do like, you know, they go out and they talk to each other, and they're always wearing different outfits, and it's really fun.
Is Love Island filmed, like are they filming this season right now, or is it pre-filmed?
No, I think they're filming it right now, because you vote. You can vote.
Oh.
Yeah. There will be certain things. So you vote for your favorite couple the whole time, and the couples that don't get the most votes are always at risk for being dumped from the island.
Oh.
So it's filming right now.
Okay.
The only ones that typically aren't are the ones in other countries. You can't like vote for them, and they typically don't get here for some reason for a few months, sometimes up to a year. So we don't get to vote for those ones like in real time. And they usually take a while before we can watch them. But
interesting.
But yeah, so then, okay, that's all I had about Love Island. But you watched The Perfect Match as well?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the first season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Perfect Match.
Okay, so what are your thoughts? Because I literally have one input.
Okay, what's your input?
but I want to hear yours first, and then I'll when it gets to this person, I'll tell you.
I mean, I don't have like so many notes like you did with Love Island. I was just kind of wanting to talk about like, I don't know,
the different dynamics.
Yeah, like the couples, and I don't know. I the number one person on my mind right now, well, the couple, I guess, is Harry, Jowsey, and Jess.
Okay.
They're like the number one thing I want to talk about.
And I think you're one episode ahead of me, but it's totally fine if you tell me things I don't know yet. Basically, the episode I ended on was like, she was kind of like laying into him because she's been hearing things around the house, and he was like crying. And he's like so offended that people would have like, you know, bad things to say about him when he literally has proven to be nothing but an F-boy.
Exactly. Harry Jowsey bothers me so badly. Yeah.
He's just a little boy.
Just a little boy.
Yeah.
That's all he'll ever be.
But number Jess is one, attracted to little boy energy.
I know, but I'm like, do you really want Harry Jowsey to be Autumn's stepdaddy?
Apparently.
Like, really? Are we for real, though? And I don't know for sure, but I think they are still together.
Yeah. No, and I think they are, too, because there was like that whole leak, that photo leak.
Yes, there was the photo leak. He also just posted a TikTok of a video of her and him, and he's like, I can't wait to grow old with her. He just did that, like, yesterday. Also, there was that whole blowout with Riley Arnold. So if you don't know, Riley Arnold and Harry Jowsey were partners on Dancing with the Stars, and she's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone was like, oh, I want them to be together. I think we talked about this
a little bit. Which I thought was insane, because they have none of the same core values.
No, insane. But anyway, they, like, no longer follow each other on Instagram anymore. There was like this whole fallout with them, and people are saying it's because of his relationship with Jess.
And he kind of led her on and then went on The Perfect Match.
No, so Perfect Match was filmed last summer.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's been a year. And so he would have already been with Jess, then went on Dancing with the Stars. But people are saying that Jess was like threatened by his relationship with Riley, and so he had to like cut it off.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, he's just like a trash human to me. And Riley Arnold is like perfect ray of beautiful sunshine.
I know.
Perfect human. Yeah. Like the second she got paired
far away from him.
Yeah. The second she got paired with him on Dancing with the Stars, I was like, oh no, this is like big trouble.
Because she is literally the most stunning person. She is so cute. She's so beautiful.
Yeah. Perfection.
And he's just like such a flirt. And
he is trash. But also, yeah, like, what is the narcissistic energy? It's like, can you really not acknowledge that you are the biggest F-boy?
Yeah.
Also, okay, you may not have seen this.
Okay, that's fine.
They bring in Holly from Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I think love this is in the last episode. So if you haven't watched the last episode, you wouldn't see any of this. But okay, what's the other guy's name in there? The blonde guy's name's like Steven.
Oh, Steven, yeah.
Steven. Okay. Mm-hmm. They bring in Holly.
Okay.
And Harry has like a little, I don't know, commentary, whatever thing about her. And he goes, she's a lovely girl. I had her on my podcast. We smashed. And I know, and I'm not even going to say it.
So
they've had sex. And then he also says a really disgusting term that I'm not going to say on my podcast. But he says, and Steven did this to her. And I'll tell you after. But anyway, if you've watched it, you know. If not, anyway, whatever. I'm just like, no, we're not talking about women this way. We're not 27 years old and we're not talking about women this way any longer. Even if it's true, you don't need to go on Netflix and say that. You know what I mean? And he's just gross. Ew. I don't like Harry Jowsey. Sure. Is he super attractive? Sure.
Yeah.
But really, are we just like not acknowledging that we are the biggest F-boy on Netflix?
Yeah.
And just like, on OnlyFans and in general, and you're gonna get mad when Jess comes to you and says, hi, I've heard this about you.
And she's actually giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I know.
She's actually giving him a shot to like take some accountability.
Have you seen the episode where, because this was probably maybe just in the last episode too, I can't remember, but what's his name? Dom says, I can't remember what he says, but he says something about Harry and it makes her raise eyebrows because she's like, oh, I've been hearing all this from the girls, but like, this is literally your best friend saying this about you. And she's like, that gives me red flags. Harry goes and literally cries in the room, crying, sobbing. And Jess goes in and is sobbing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. No, you don't have anything to be like, sorry
for. Dude, just because a man cries doesn't mean we just forgive all their things. Like, absolutely not. She just ignores red flags. She really does.
Yeah.
She really, really does. It's really bad for her.
Yeah. And I mean, I actually really like Jess. I do too. So I'm hoping for better things for her.
She doesn't pick good men, though. She doesn't.
Yeah. I really just don't like Harry Jowsey. He really is gross to me. He's just a gross person. You know
who
I don't like
and who grosses me out and gives me the biggest ick ever is Dom.
No, me too.
He
gave me
the biggest ick last season. I just think he's so, I don't know why, but just his whole personality and aura just gives me the ick.
Me too.
I just don't like him.
And I'm like, why does everyone think he's so hot?
Everyone thinks he's so hot. He literally said, talking to Alara, the last episode I watched, fashion is my number one priority.
No, I
don't. Fashion. Fashion. I'm like, okay. Moving on. I hate him.
I know. No, I don't like hate him either. But I just think he's gross. Yeah, he's also a crybaby.
Yeah, such a crybaby. It's like, there's a difference between a man who can communicate and talk openly about their emotions and a man that just is a woe is me and cries and victimizes themselves all the time. Ugh, it just icks me out so bad.
Yeah.
I don't like a big softy like that. It's just not for me.
What do you think of Steven and Alara? What do you think of them?
I think they are good together.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really like either of them. Like, I think they're both, like, whatever. I think he is also, like, probably a trash bag. Mm-hmm. I think she's, like, cute and fun. But, like, I just think she picks... I just don't think she picks good men. I mean, she's literally attracted to Steven and to Dom.
Yeah. I don't really like them. I mean, they seem like they're really, really vibing.
Yes. Like, they're a good match together.
Yeah. So it's interesting. But I thought that Steven and Xanthi were such a good match.
I thought so, too. You know why? Because she is a very, like, calming presence. And he's kind of this, like, wild card. And now he's paired with the other wild card.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a lot. Whereas I feel like she's just kind of like a slow burn, and he just couldn't, I mean, he just wanted to make out with someone. Yeah. Really. And but, Alara would make out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alara is very like bubbly, confident, happy yeah. energy. And I think that's why so many guys are drawn to her. Yeah. Cause she's just not drama. Like no. not at all.
No.
But neither is Xanthi. And I really yeah. hope they bring her back because I really like her.
I like her too. I think she's so cute. And her haircut is so cute.
So cute. Yeah. yeah. I'm trying.
What about Micah and Kaz? I don't know if something has happened between them. The last thing I saw is like Micah talked to the guy that came in. What was his name? Jake, Justin.
Justin.
No.
Yeah.
Justin. And they were like kind of vibing. They had a lot in common, but then she went back with Kaz and Elise tried to like swoop in and be like, oh, Micah's talking to mm-hmm. Justin, like blah, 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 trying to kind of get ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
But then Kaz and Micah were like, no, like we're for each other. That's the last thing I saw. So I don't know what has changed, but.
Okay. So, well, I don't want to like give too much away.
No, it's fine. I'm going to watch it anyway. It's all good.
Okay.
I don't care.
So they, like I said, they brought in Holly.
Okay. Yeah.
From Too Hot to Handle. Yeah. And she went on a date with Kaz.
Okay.
And so now this is actually like the cliffhanger. The new episodes have released today. So okay. I can now go watch the next four or six or whatever they've released. Yeah. But the cliffhanger that it was left on was now Kaz is trying to choose between Holly and Micah.
Oh no.
Not
the like beautiful brunette. There's nothing worse for a blonde than having to compete with a beautiful brunette.
It is hard.
Where do you think his mind is going?
I don't know. It's so hard to know.
Does
actually.
He vibe with Holly a lot? Like, do they like actually vibe, or is she just like beautiful to him?
Yeah,
and he's just like really attracted to her.
I feel like it's all like it's sexual.
More that.
And I do feel like it's more of like a. I mean, he's had more time to know Micah,
yeah,
so
that's
it's a little
true.
Deeper. But
yeah.
I don't know. Be interesting to see. I'm not like the biggest Micah fan.
Yeah, she's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think she's kind of a drama girl. Just from her season of Love is Blind and who she was friends with. I think
okay,
who
but
people
also,
are friends with says a lot about
yes,
them.
Friends with, what was her name? Irina.
Yes,
and then
Irina,
she was
yeah.
like flirting with Kwame
I
at the
know.
Party. Anyway, she is. She's drama.
Yeah, she's just drama.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's like a whole thing with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like a huge fan of her either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're interesting.
I'm
and
not
then,
really like a huge fan of really most of them. To
I
be
know,
honest,
me too.
But I like the drama aspect. Like I think it's a good like mix of people and personality, so it's going to be good drama. But yeah. there's not like one person on there aside from Jess that I'm like, oh, I'm rooting for you.
You know who I am rooting for?
Who
is? I hope I pronounce her name right. Talu.
Oh, Talu. Yeah, yeah, she is an angel.
I
like
hope
her a lot. She's
and
beautiful.
She is vibing with someone really well right now.
Is
and
it Chris?
So, yes.
Okay, I saw like the very tail end of that because he gave her a lap dance and then they made out.
Okay, yeah, you probably do only have one episode left
okay.
to watch or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, they. I really hope like
they
work
can
out.
Work out. Yeah, I like
she...
do not find him attractive at all.
Me either. He is like, so Flynn Rider.
He's probably like he's literally Flynn Rider. He's probably like my like the person I'd be like least attracted to in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
No, thank you.
But I really like her and I do hope she can like find a real connection.
I do too.
Cause
you can tell
deserves.
She's there for real reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, I don't want to be mean, but she was even going to be with Izzy. Okay.
She was even going to be with Izzy. Oh my gosh. Izzy. I bet they bring him back.
Oh, they
yeah.
will for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they bring How about when Izzy was talking
sure.
and he was like, oh, I think we should go chat to Micah. And then she literally just turns to Kaz and was like, I think we should go chat. That's exactly her personality though. That
yeah.
right there. Just being so rude to Izzy and not even being like, you know what? I just get friend vibes. Like, or at least like entertaining a chat with him
mm-hmm.
and literally telling him not in front of Kaz and just being a biatch. Like,
yeah, she's, yeah.
She's not nice.
Kind of snotty.
Yeah. She's yes. She's very snotty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for what?
And for what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's all I had on Perfect Match.
Okay.
I'm excited for the next few episodes.
Me too.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I really, really like Perfect Match. And I will try my hardest to like Love Island.
Yeah.
I'm
Give it a few
sure.
More.
Yeah.
Give it a few more.
And you know what? This is how I am with most TV shows is I do have to kind of ride it out a little bit
yeah.
and then I get hooked. So I yeah. will try really hard. I know people love the Love Island. So
yes, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are an hour in, which is like honestly perfect timing. We
yeah,
knew this was
going
to be yeah pop culture heavy, but we do want to just shout out our men just a little bit
yes.
for Father's Day.
Yep.
And we want to just kind of talk about like, I don't know, the ways that like we've seen our husbands change since becoming a father. And like the things that like stand out to us.
Yeah.
As them, as fathers.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. Just something like that.
Yeah. I feel like my dad personally like has had so much influence in my life. Mm-hmm. And so like it's been really like amazing for me to see like Vince also have so much influence in our kids' lives, and especially like Kale is still young, so it's hard to comment on, you know, Kale because he's still like my little baby and like attached to me all the time, and he's definitely a mama's boy. But seeing how Vince has changed with Vivi, and like just like how his priorities have changed, how like parts of his personality have changed, I think it's so cool to watch. Mm-hmm. I feel like you really see, I don't know if it's like, I don't think like maturity is the right word, but just like, I don't know, just a growth. I think you just see like a big growth when, I mean, we obviously know like becoming mothers, you grow and change a lot, but I think it's really cool to like watch your spouse also go through that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I asked David what he likes most about being a father.
Okay.
And here were some things that he said.
Okay.
He said he likes when he comes home from work and the girls run up to him.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Number one moment.
Yeah, like, number so one good. Moment. That's so cute.
Yeah, no, it is actually really cute. The girls get really excited when he comes home.
Well, I feel like especially because when they're babies, it's like all about the mom. And so I feel like for dads, it's really like a special kind of like full circle moment when their kids are like really about them and get like excited to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also said like he just likes to like see them happy and like take them to do things, which he is really good at. I feel like we talked about this a little bit in our episode together, but I feel like I am better at like taking the girls on like play dates and like doing things around the neighborhood and like to parks, but David will take them out. Like he will be like, okay, we're going out to get lunch.
Yeah,
like
let's we're go going do a fun activity.
Yeah, like we're going to the dinosaur museum. Like we're going out. And so he's really good about doing that, like especially like on his days off and whatever.
I love that.
Yeah. So he will like take them to like go do fun things. And it is like really fun for me because David and we waited 5 years to have kids, but we were always so, I don't know, like we just thought in our minds we were having boys.
Right.
And it's really, really fun to watch him be a girl dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just really fun. Like I remember like when Ivy was born, I remember like the first time he held her, I'll never forget. Like he just looked at me and he's just like, she's dope. Oh. It's just like the funny thing.
She's dope. Yeah, I love just that like, she's so dope. Much.
But anyway, I don't so know. Cute. Yeah, that was just a random little tidbit to throw in there. But I don't know. It is really fun. And I am really, really grateful my girls have him specifically as a parent because David and I are very, very different. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful that they have him because he is just like the more like fun, adventurous, like he's very smart and like driven and ambitious. And I'm just glad that they have like that to look at in their life. You know, as opposed to me.
There's a lot of pressure. I mean, there's a lot of pressure for fathers and sons for sure too, because I think especially raising boys now, where it used to just be this kind of like, we raise men to like be men and like blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, there's a big pressure for dads to like be sensitive with their boys. You know what I mean? And I think it's probably always been easier for men to be sensitive with their girls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I think there is still a big pressure on men with their daughters because it's like this example, you know, of like how they should be treated. Mm-hmm. And so there's kind of like a big pressure there, but I think it's so cute to see them kind of like soften up and like, I don't know, in ways that Vince was like not as like soft with me when we were first married, like just like, you know, like, I don't know, just like normal things. I don't know. But like I watched him open up so much with Vivi. Like when Vivi was born, I feel like that not only changed like how he was like with her, but also like with me too, you know, just like kind of brings down their walls, and I don't know, it's just cute to watch.
Yeah,
I love it so much. But yeah, I feel like Vince takes his like role as a father very seriously, which I appreciate. Like he always talks about like leaving a legacy for his kids and like being someone they can look up to, and not just like in work and things like that, but also just like in how he treats other people and, you know, kind of like setting that example. But yeah, I also just feel like I'm also glad that him and I are very different, because I feel like they'll get different things from both parents. But I feel like he's really good at like teaching our kids to like be like committed to things and like to persevere and like be resilient and like pick themselves back up. Whereas I definitely like baby them more. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I really, really love that he does with Vivi is that he does affirmations with her. Mm-hmm. And he says the same affirmations to her every night. And then I notice that Vivi will like apply those affirmations in, you know, the appropriate settings, and it like really sinks in for her. And I just love that so much. So yeah, he's always said like every day he talks to her, he's just like, what are your four things? And she says, I'm brave, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, and I'm kind. Strong. Yeah.
Couldn't brave, be kind.
Nope, not kind. Could never be kind. No. Brave, beautiful, smart, and strong. Yeah.
That's cute.
And she uses those and it's so sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Dads are so important.
They are. They are so important. Lives. I'm grateful for like that level headedness that I don't always have.
Yeah, me too.
Not, you know, I don't know. I feel like Vince, at least like in our situation, he has literally like never raised his voice at our kids. And I am the yeller for sure. So it's just like nice to have that kind of opposite.
I will say, and this might be like a little bit more for me than like my children, but I'm glad that my children grow up seeing it.
Yes.
I think David is like such a good example of like what my girls can like look for in a husband.
Yeah,
and my
totally.
David helps me so much. Like he puts the girls to bed most nights.
Yeah.
And he, like I've said That's before, so like he will take the girls, like David only works 4 days a week, but he'll take the girls like the other three nights of the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're almost like 50-50, and he like does dishes every night. Like I just feel like he is such a good partner to me, that he's such a good example of what my girls can look for in a partner.
I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think that's really important too.
Teaching them that like fatherhood's not just like this like relationship or role, but also like that he's a part of like the household too, and like taking care of the household and not just like, oh, I go to work and mom cleans the house. Like,
yeah,
it's a true partnership.
Yeah.
Where you both go in. Yeah. I love that.
So
that's great. Yeah. Good job, David.
Yeah. He does a really good job.
Yeah. That's amazing.
We are lucky to have you. We love
you. Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yep. Happy Father's Day. And also, like we said, happy Monday. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week. If you don't already, go follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. That's where we do all of our submissions, all of our polls, and keep you updated. And we will be back next week with another episode. And we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.